wrapped up in how much I was lying, that I would, I think I was telling Kat and Kirstie about this during the weekend, that I would even tell little lies to my parents and get caught on purpose so that they would think I was a bad liar. And so my parents had this idea, Karen's a bad liar. Karen, she can never lie about anything, so they trusted me. And this was all part of my plan because I was super manipulative and totally a liar. And that's totally what I did. That's how good I was at it. And it's crafty and it's horrible.
It is.
So this is what I started doing. That's like where it kind of started when I was 14. And so the thing is, like, now that I'm a Christian and I look back, there's something really important that I understand, and that is that Satan's the author of lies, and Satan wants to keep us from God. So when I got in this habit of lying, it's just like an addiction. You know, just like people who start doing drugs or people who start drinking, they get addicted. And, well, not necessarily start drinking or start doing drugs, but, you know, like when people become in a habit of it, it can get to a point of addiction. And with the lying, it became an addiction. It was seriously an addiction for me to the point where, like, even things that were stupid that I didn't even need to lie about, I would just lie because it was my habit. It was my addiction. You know, even if I was on the phone with my mom and she was at work and she would say, you know, have you washed the dishes yet? You know, because I needed to wash the dishes before she got home. I could have just said, oh, no, but, you know, I will before you get home because that's what I was responsible for. I would just be like, yeah, I did the dishes. I'd be sitting there, like, watching Maury Povich eating bonbons, you know, whatever. I would just be like, yeah, I washed the dishes. I would make sure they were done before she got home. But I didn't even need to lie about that. But it was my habit, and I was addicted to it, so I lied about everything. And like I said, it got worse and worse. So as this is all going on, kind of in my life, some other things were going on too. And that is that when I went from my 8th grade year to my 9th grade year, all of a sudden I started, like some of you girls probably can relate to this, I started getting more attention from boys and I started getting more interested in boys. And I was never a girly girl. I've always been like a tomboy. But I kind of started getting noticed and I liked it. I liked that I was getting noticed because I was an insecure person. So the fact that people were noticing me, I like soaked it up. I was just like, oh, he likes me. Okay, cool. My family even to this day teases me about it. Like I'd have a new boyfriend every like week or every 2 weeks. And, it's just ridiculous. But on top of that, even that, like that, this also spiraled out of control where, I would go to concerts with friends and I would make out with strangers that I'd never even met before. At a party, I'd go to the parties where, other people are drinking and getting drunk and making out with people. Well, I was totally sober and making out with people. This spiraled out of control so much so that, like, I don't even know how many people I've kissed in my life. It's ridiculous. Only one matters, though. So that was spiraling out of control. The lying spiraling out of control. You know, there's this trend going on. Like, there's these habits that I'm developing, which obviously at this point I'm realizing, like, good thing I don't drink and smoke because, or do drugs because obviously I have an addictive personality. I know that I get addicted to things. You know, I'm addicted to this attention that I'm getting from boys. I'm making out with anybody I come across. I don't even, you know them. And all that kind of stuff. When I was 16, this is all, like, going on over the course of 2 years. I'm getting worse and worse. And, you know, these are becoming my habits, making out with anybody I see, you know, enjoying the attention, lying to my parents, sneaking around, going where I want to be without telling my parents, all that kind of stuff. When I was 16... this was like a big moment in my life. This was kind of an eye-opener. I was going out with this guy, and he was not so nice to me, but whatever, you know. I